Good afternoon, you're on KCABOA.
Hey, Rick. Good to hear from you. Just out in the parking lot waiting to pick up my kid from White Pine. What are you up to today? Plenty of sunshine to enjoy.
Well, I've been reorganizing the basement a little bit and doing a little 3D printing and so forth. And tonight is club meeting, so 7 p.m. at the Harry Brown Airport on James, if you're interested.
Yes, thank you for the reminder. I have my kids tonight, so we will see what happens with that. Sometimes they tell me last minute that they all have plans. If that does happen, I will be there. If they're going to be home, I will be home with them. But such is how things go, taking care of kids and puppies and such. It's my puppy talking. I am parked safely, by the way. That's why we are talking, and there's a dog in my lap. Anyways, good on the 3D printing stuff. It seems like every time I hear you, you're printing something that's awesome. Like I said before, I've got a 3D printer, but I've only ever really downloaded things from, like, Thingiverse and printed them. And lately, I've been really having a hard time getting things to stick to the bed. I've tried fiddling with all the settings I could, including temperature and the first layer thickness and all that, but I think it's just the new mat I got. It's just not sticky enough, or maybe too slippery, or too many oils on it. I don't know. I think I'll try putting some painter's tape on it next. Anyway, back to you. KC8BOA, KD8ADA.
Well, what kind of printing surface are you on? Is it, and what are you printing with?
So I have a LotMax Shark. It was given to me. It's kind of a Chinese-made 3D printer. It's got two filaments, but that is 250 by 250 metal build plate. It's magnet, not one of the glass ones. I needed to replace the one that came with it because you can't get them anymore. I had to go with like one from Amazon, and it's got some patterns on it, which are kind of cool, but also just not adhering well enough. So I heard that there's also some like a special kind of glue stick you can put on it that's made for 3D printer beds, but I haven't tried that one.